It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair.
Glenn, Happy New Year to you and JR. Happy New Year to your family and all of those that are associated with WZAP. Happy New Year to all of those that listen. This is the last lesson that I'll teach this year. I contemplated on what subject that I should speak on. I prayed and I come to these two verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 9 and 10. This has been an incredible year. That's why it makes good sense for us to pause and reflect on the things that we have seen. Every moment of our past has served as a single brick to building the lives which we all live today. Looking back on the past allows us to study the nature of ourselves and helps us to recognize why we do what we do. Yet, it's important not to look too much into the past or to keep our minds there too long. We can easily get trapped there. So let us, as Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. This has been an incredible year. We have seen loved ones lost to addictions, diseases, even death. We have seen financial difficulties drive us to the brink of bankruptcy. But there is a bright side. We have also seen deliverance from situations where there seemed to be no way out. And now that we're out, we can shout, "If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have been in a pickle."
In 2025,
we have heard the stories of wars in foreign lands. We have heard the rumors of wars and terrorism in our own land. Yet there is a bright side, because we have heard the word of God preached and taught with passion and power. Consequently, biblical sound preaching and teaching has taught us to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." It has enabled us to cry out, "Emmanuel, God with us." I find it interesting that the things that we have seen and the things that we have heard play a significant part in what we conceive. Our audio and visual experiences have our psychological apparatus baffled and bewildered. And as a result, we grapple with imaginations of what will happen next. Will there be a terrorist attack in our own backyard? Will our children be gunned down while being in the right place at the wrong time? Will I lose my job? What about our aging parents? But there is a bright side. The Bible teaches us that God will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. I know that there are those that are listening today whose mind are stayed on the Lord. There are those that are listening today who do not worry about the terrorist attack, disease and sicknesses and layoffs. There are those that are listening today who will heed our Lord's advice. Don't worry about tomorrow. Jesus says, "Today has enough stuff to keep your mind occupied. You take care of today and let me deal with tomorrow." I want to read some scriptures that Paul wrote from 1 Corinthians. Paul said it like this: "I have not seen, ear hath not heard, nor mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But now God has revealed it to us by His Spirit."
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.